This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. This week, the Juno Public Library System is taking some time to celebrate the freedom to read as part of National Banned Book Week. Here now are Kate Inge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Juno Public Libraries. Hi, Kate.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Good to talk with you. And Felicity Tone, Outreach Coordinator. Hi, Felicity.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I'm excited to talk about National Banned Book Week, but and how the library is observing it. But first, what is a banned book and how is it defined or made official or put on the list?
Well, a banned book is any book that's been removed from the collection of either a library or a school library. So they start off with being challenged. A book might be challenged by a teacher, a student, a parent, or a group. And if the library or school system decides to remove the challenge book, then it becomes banned and you won't have access to it in that school or library.
Got it. Any examples of famed banned books that are now considered mainstream or classics or even now very commonly assigned reading?
Yeah, a lot of classics have been challenged or banned throughout the years. Great Gatsby, Lord of the Flies, Beloved, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Beloved.
And
I didn't know that.
Are current ones too. Harry Potter, George by Alex Gino, The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas, which actually is a book that came out a couple years ago. And that's when I read it and I really enjoyed that one. So they go from classics to more contemporary works.
Interesting, because I was going to ask, is there like a list of banned books today or any such thing as banned books? And sounds like absolutely, it's still a thing.
It's still a thing. The American Library Association is kind of the one who's spearheads Banned Book Week and it provides a lot of materials. And they will give, they will have the data and statistics of banned and challenged books. And they also are the ones who manage the list. So every year they'll have a running list, and then every year they'll have here's the most challenged or banned books for 2020 or 2019.
So tell me what the library is doing for National Banned Book Week. You are not banning books. You are celebrating these books.
No. Yes, we celebrate everybody's right to pick and choose what they want to read. And we have right now displays at, I think, all three public library branches. Valley, Douglas, and downtown. And I think we're just showcasing what books are banned. And it's a wider range than I think some people realize. So they might think, oh, I remember Grapes of Wrath was, you know, banned, or there was an issue with that when I was growing up. And then they'll see oh, it's not just these classics. It's more contemporary ones. It's kid books. It's adult books. There's a wide variety.
And with the book we have on display, we'll usually have something that says why this book was banned or why it was challenged. And a lot of folks are kind of surprised when they see certain books there. So they look and see why it was banned or challenged, and they're really, really surprised. And it's just whenever books are banned and challenged, these are sometimes books that we're all pretty familiar with.
Do you have an example of one that's a surprise that's banned, so people that are frequently surprised by?
There are some kids books that I think really catch people off guard. Let's see. I know Harry Potter isn't one that surprises people, but some people have been surprised by it. Just because it's one that we've all grown up and really loved. Mm. There's some picture books. There's one titled And Tango Makes Three, and that one gets challenged quite a bit. It usually makes the top 10 list. It did not make the top 10 list for last year. But it's a popular book, and whenever people see it, it's about penguins. They're like, why is this banned or challenged? So.
Well, what's your favorite banned book or one you're looking forward to reading as part of Banned Book Week?
I was reading The Great Gatsby. So I think it's one, I think I read it in school. And so I grabbed it. We had a copy downtown. And so I've been kind of refamiliarizing myself with the story, and that's the one I decided to read this year.
How about you, Felicity?
I like Speak by Laurie Halse Anderson. There's a novel form of it. There's also a graphic novel version. And then there's a memoir by the author herself that is pretty much the basis of the book is what her memoir is about as well. And it's really well done. So there's like three different versions of the same story. And it's really, really great.
That's a good example. I've read that one too. Well, thank you so much, Kate and Felicity. We don't have any more time today to talk about that, but I do appreciate checking in with the library and hearing about banned books and Banned Book Week. And thank you for bringing those to the forefront. So we can find out more on your website, and we will talk with you guys again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have a great afternoon.
Bye.